Begin the current daf and start the Pesachim of Daled. Begin on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous dafim, which introduced the idea of our Masechta when it says Oyla Ba'asa on the 14th of Nisan that one has to check for chametz. Oyla Ba'asa, we said everyone agrees it means the evening. And then we asked, so why does he use the terminology Ur? Because it's a more proper, it's a more refined type of speech than saying the evening. And then the Gemara went through a whole discussion of the previous stuff, discussing how a person should always choose his language properly. So the Gemara continues on this idea to show that a person should not say anything negative, even bad news. A person should always try to speak or refrain from speaking in the most positive way. So the Gemara says, Rav Bar Chud Reb Chia. Rav was the son of the brother of Reb Chia, that is Avoy, who is the father of Rav, was the brother of Reb Chia, that they shared the same father. As the Gemara says in the first parak in the Masechet Sanhedrin, that Avoy, Chana, Shila, Marta, Reb Chia, they were all the sons of Reb Acha from Kafri. So he was his nephew from his father. Ubar Achsa, he was also the son of his sister, that is Ima, who was the mother of Rav, was the sister of Reb Chia from the mother. So they shared mothers, his mother and his uncle, and his father shared the fathers from on that way. So he was his nephew from both, from his father and his mother. So Kisalik, when Rav went up from his city, from Bava, Lahasim, over the Teretz Yisrael, where Reb Chia, his uncle, was, so Amaleis, Reb Chia, his uncle, said to him, Avoy, your father Avoy came, is he still alive? He wanted to know about his brother. So Amaleis, so Rav responded to him, he says, Ima Kayemes? Is my mother Ima alive? That you're asking me about my father. Before you ask me about my father, ask me about my mother, that she's your sister. How do you know that she's alive? So Amalei, so then Reb Chia continued to ask to Rav, so Ima, your mother Ima, Kayemis, is she alive? So Amalei, so Rav responded to him, Ivu Kayim, is my father alive? That, you know, I didn't answer to you about that either. Like, you're asking me now about my mother. I didn't respond to you about that either. And from that, he understood that he didn't want to answer about either one. That obviously, he just, again, as we said, was using a Lashon Naki, and he refrained from speaking. But he understood that both, obviously, his brother and his sister, who is both the father and mother of Rav, had passed away. So the Gemara says, Amalei Lashama, he told his attendant, Cholitz li monalei, take off my shoes because I want to mourn over my brother and my sister. And take my clothing after me to the bathhouse. And this was to teach the students that it was his intention that what's called the Shmura Chayka, that if someone hears news about passing of a relative after 30 days from when it happened, there's two halachas that are important that he's demonstrating with this, that he said he wants to go to the bathhouse. One is that you only have one day of mourning, and moreover that we say Miktas Kekule, that part of the day, as if it was the whole day. And therefore, he doesn't have to sit the whole entire day in mourning. And from the fact that he just took off his shoes and he mourned already, he said right after, take my clothing to the Beis HaMerchatz. He didn't wait till tomorrow. So you see, obviously, just one moment is enough because the mixas of Yom Kekula is enough for that one day of mourning that he needs. As the Gemara says, Shema Minah Tlas. So we hear three halachas from this that Reb Chia had done. Shema Minah Oval Aser Ben Ilas Handel. Obviously, that we learned that a mourner is forbidden in wearing shoes, and that's why he took it off. And we also, the second halacha we learned, Shmura Chayke in Heges El Yemecha, that hearing about the passing of a relative that one has to mourn after 30 days is only for one day. And the third halacha is the Mixas Yom Kekule, that even part of the day is like the whole day. And that was what was demonstrated in this incident. But again, what we learned from this is that a person should not say over Moitzi Diba, should not say over negative terminology or word, verbiage, because what the Pasuk says, that it's you're called a ksil, you're called a foolish person. So now the Gemara continues to show that what a person's wording, as the Gemara in the previous daf had demonstrated, that you reveal more about yourself by what you're saying. So the Gemara says, Ahuda Amar, there was a certain individual that he always said, Duni Dinai, judge my judgment. In other words, regarding anything business dealing that he had with people, he always said, no, let's go to court. I want to go to court. I want to go to Bezdin. And he never listened to anybody, only if the judge told him to do this. So Amar, they said, Shema Minon Midon Kasi. They said, Avi's come from Shevet Dan. The Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Bereishis, that Dan Yadin Ame, that Dan will judge his nation, Ke'echad Shefti Yisrael, like one of the tribes of the Jewish people, and therefore from the fact that he was always saying this, obviously this was revealing about him, by the words that he says, that he comes from that Sheva that's very into judgment, and that's why it was only if a Dayan had told him that he would listen. Similarly, the Gemara says, Ahud Havaka Ozlav Amma, there was a certain individual that he always kept on saying, Akef Yama, by the seashore, Asisni Birasa, I'm going to build mansions, palaces. In other words, if I would be able to build palaces, then mansions, I wouldn't put it anywhere but on the seashore. And he always would say, wow, on the by the seashore, this is where I would want to build my dream house. So they went and they checked, and they found that he comes from the tribe of Zvulun. The Chassid that says regarding him, Zevulun l'chayv yam yishkoin, that Zevulun will dwell by the seashore. And therefore, again, by what a person says, can reveal his character. And again, this concludes the Gemara's discussion regarding the type of wording that a person uses. He should choose it delicately, and he should use the most refined way. Now the Gemara goes back to the subject which our Masechta began with, that regarding the discussion of Ur, and that we had a machlekes originally regarding, does it mean, as it was assumed, does it mean evening or does it mean morning? And the Gemara concluded that everyone agrees it means Ur Labas, it means the evening of the 14th, the night before Pesach. And then the discussion was, so why does it say Ur that the Mandama says in the morning? It's just they had different references what they called nighttime. So the Gemara says, V'hashu the kaimel and the kula amma Ur tuhu. But now that we conclude that according to everybody, all opinions, that Ur la ba'asr means the evening of the 14th. So then, Mechti, let's see. Bein Reb Yehuda or Bein Reb Meir, according to both opinions, which they argue on the Mishnah later on, regarding the harchakas that the Rabbanan did for the mitzvah d'iraisa, and that is regarding eating chametz and erev Pesach, as the Gemara says, chametz ein asa el meshei shoyis l'mala. According to both of them, although they argue regarding what the Rabbanan added on to the biblical chiv of separating from chametz on erev Pesach, which is only from 6 hours and later, and that is min ha-Torah, the chametz is only forbidden in the halacha of Bal Yiroah and from eating only from 6 hours and on. In other words, when 6 hours have passed, and that is in the first, if we take a perfect day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's by the equinox, it's a complete day. So you count from 6 to 7 is the first hour, 7 to 8 is the second hour, and so on. So after the 6th hour, as the Gemara says, from the pasuk of Ach, which was Mechalik, and from the pasuk Leisishchat al-Chametz, where the Gemara learns that midday Raisim, there's a chiv to separate from eating chametz after the 6th hour, after the noonday, that and the midrabanan there was a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda if that's an hour before, even 2 hours before that you should stop eating. But according to all of them, they hold that midday rice is only from after the 6th hour. So the question is, b'nivdag, let us check for the chametz b'shiz in the beginning of the 6th hour. In other words, before the iser comes, which is after the 6th hour. We give ourselves a whole hour, and then we'll check for the chametz, and we'll get rid of it. Why do we have to preface it so early in the evening time? And that is, and basically what the Gemara is saying is, and that's what the Gemara had introduced, if you were to say, which we had assumed before, that there was a manda amma that said, that urla ba'asa means the light, which is the morning time, so then you could say, it doesn't mean just the morning. What would it mean? It would mean by the beginning of the 6th hour. And therefore, that would make sense. Why? Because you give yourself an hour, you could check for the chametz, and you get rid of it. But now that we're saying that everyone agrees Ur Labasa means the evening before, why do they have to have so much time beforehand to go ahead and get rid of chametz? If it only has to be after the 6th hour, you should do the Bedikas chametz in the beginning of the 6th hour. So then the Gemara says, V'chitem, and if you're going to answer me and say, Zrizim Magdim Lemitzes, that those who are zaris, they have alacrity, they go quickly and they preface to do mitzvahs. They want to do it as early as possible as they can do, and that's why we do it the evening before and not do it the last second, so to speak. But then nivdik mitzafra, so then go check in the morning, which is also early considered a zaris, like we find by the mitzvah of Mila regarding the alacrity of Avram, the chesiv that says in the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of Mila. So b'yom hashmini yimol basar alasa. The mitzvah of Mila, of circumcision, is on the 8th day, where you circumcise the foreskin of the flesh. B'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, kol hayom kulei kosher l'mila. In truth, the whole entire day is valid to do it, is considered the 8th day to do the bris Mila. Elish hazrizim magdim l'mitzvah is a mitzvah that we say that we want people to be efficient and to do things as quickly as possible regarding mitzvahs. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'yashkem Avram ha-boyke, that Avram Avinu got up early in the morning, and he didn't wait until Netzacham, until the sunrise. He got up all the way in the beginning by Elois HaShachar. But the point is that he didn't do it the night before. He didn't get up the night before. He got up early in the morning. And that's enough for the halacha of hazrizim magdim l'mitzvahs. So even if you say that you're not going to do it in the beginning of the 6th hour, which is an hour before this man, fine, so do it in the morning. But why are we doing it in the evening before? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, 2 reasons. One is b'shoshu b'nei adam mitzuyim b'batei. That's the time when people are found in their homes. You know, people go to work and people are not available in the morning. They're home at night. And the second reason being is that the light of the candle is effective for the checking for the chametz, which is at nighttime. But at the daytime, it's dark. And now Rashi says, and although you'll say that you'll check during the light of the day, that the Gemara tells later is that there is a mitzvah to check for the chametz with a candle, and therefore, since that's most effective, more at night, and the people are home at night, that's why we made it the evening before. So based on this halacha, again, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, that Oy Labo'as in the evening of the 14th is when the mitzvah is to check for chametz. So Amar Abaya, Hilkach, Hayt Suvim Rabban, therefore this Talmud Chacham, Talmudic scholar, Leiliftich be'idne, he should not start his time. In other words, he shouldn't start his shir, his seder, that he has to learn, if he designates a certain time at nighttime to learn. He shouldn't start learning be'urta d'tleisa d'nigyar besa in the night following the 13th, which is the beginning of the 14th, which is the night of Bedikas Chametz. He should not start learning before he does the Bedikas Chametz at that night. And the reason is, Dilma Mashka Leish Maite, he might get all involved and engrossed in the sugya that he's learning. And he might hold back from doing the mitzvah, and therefore, once it reaches that the evening time of the Leil B'dikas Chametz, one should not learn or do anything else until one goes ahead and is makayim the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz. So now, regarding this halacha that we're speaking about in this beginning of the Masechet Pesachim, regarding the B'dika of Chametz on the night of the 14th, the Gemara has the following question. They asked the following question of Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, and the Gemara will have a few of these types of questions. Hamasker bayis lechaver ba'arba aser. If someone rents a house to his friend on the 14th, and that is, this can happen if someone's going away for Pesach or hotel, the point is that he's renting it on the 14th. Al mi livdik. On who is incumbent to do the bedika of the chametz that's possibly there in that room, in that house? Do you say, alamaske livdik, that the renter, that the leaser, the one that's renting it to that person, he has to check the chamir didehu, whose chametz is it? It's his chametz. And therefore, since the chametz in the house is his, so he has to do the bedika. Or maybe you say that the renter, he has to check the isur bishu sekoi, that where is the prohibition? It's in his domain now, because whose house is it? It's his. He rented it. So therefore, he has to do. So on the one hand, it's his chametz, but on the other hand, it's my house. Who has to do the bedika? So Gemara says, Toshima, learn the price. Hamaskir bayis lechaveh. If someone rents a house to his friend, we find that the renter has to put on the mezuzah. So you see that the mitzvah is incumbent on the person that he's in ownership of the house right now. And therefore, you see that the seichel would have to do the bedika. Another thing Gemara says, no. You can't bring a raya from mezuzah. Because Hasam, Ha'amra Mesharshi, Rav Mesharshi says that the halachic basis of mezuzah is mezuzah chives hadarhi. Mezuzah is an obligation of the dweller, and not on the house per se, because it protects him. And like it says in the pasuk, a mezuzah is beisecha, the mezuzah of your house, which the Gemara darshins, beisecha, you could read beascha, when you're coming into your house, when you come in and you go out. Therefore, it's a protection for that type of person. So you're in there now, so you would have to put on mezuzah. However, hachamai, here regarding bedikas chametz, which is only rabbinic in nature, because if regarding the halacha of ba'al yirah, ba'al yimatzeh, that you shouldn't be seeing or finding chametz, the Gemara says later on that that's enough with what's called bitl be'ama, just to nullify it in one's heart. And if you don't want it anymore, it's like it's just considered like dust and earth. And that's the terminology that we say, kol chamira debeis adein, all the chametz, it should be like nothing, lahav ka'afir da'ara. And it's only rabbinic in nature that we have to do the bedikas chametz. So now the question is, in this type of case, who do we put this obligation, this effort on? Do we put it on the one whose chametz it really is? Or do we put it on the one that is in possession of the house right now? And that the Gemara says, Amalahu Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tenin b'lein b'raisa, Hamaskir b'ayis l'chaver. If someone rents a house to his friend, so it says clearly what would be the halacha depending on when this transaction takes place. If he did not give him the keys and the 14th already started, the 14th of Nisan already was chal, so then al maskir livdik. Then the one who's renting it to the other person, he has to do the bedikah, the original owner. But if he had already given him the keys before the 14th of Nisan came, then it's the renter that has to go ahead and do the bedikah. And as Rashi tells us, the giving over of the key is the acquisition of the rental. And therefore, if he didn't give over the key, the 14th had already started, so then what's called a chalais, the obligation already started on who? Only on the masker, on the one that owns it, that's renting it out to the other person, because the renter didn't get possession of it yet. Since it's his rishus, so even though he gives it over by the daytime, since the obligation already started on the evening of the 14th, he would have to do it. But if the other one got the keys beforehand, so then when the obligation starts, it starts on the 14th. Whoever is in possession of the house at that time, he has a chiv of the bedika. So now similarly regarding this idea about schiris, about renting a house for Pesach, the Gemara says, "Boyim neimer Rav Nachman Yitzchak." That's the other question from Nachman Yitzchak. Hamashke bayis lechaver barba asav. Someone rents a house to his friend on the 14th of Nisan, in the morning time. Now the question is, chazkase badik, do we say that there is a chazaka, that we make an assumption that it was checked In other words, do we assume that this masker, the one that's renting me the apartment, look, I'm going away for Pesach, I'm coming Erev Pesach, and it's the 14th, and then someone says, wait a second, was the bedikah done? So I don't know, there's someone that rented it to me. Do we say that there is a chazaka that he definitely checked it the night before, just like everybody does on the 14th, and the evening of the night before of Pesach? So we say that, we assume that it was checked. Oh, yeah, chazaka, but would they say that? No, it's not necessarily assumed that it was checked, and therefore, I would possibly have to do the bedikah myself. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? L'may nafkimina? L'shaile. Ask him. Ask this one, if he checked, now pick up the phone, call up the one that's renting it. You say, hey, wait a second, did you do bedika? I don't know how religious you are. I don't know if you thought I was going to do it. So then just ask him. And that's what the Gemara answers very simply. D'lesi l'hayde l'shaile. That this masker, the one that's renting it to him, is not available. He's either in a different time zone or he's unavailable. And therefore the question is, now what do you do? Do we say l'atrechu l'hay? Do we say that we're going to make the exertion, the obligation on the one who's renting the house to check misafik because he's not sure? Am I? What is the halacha? And therefore, that would be the legitimate case. Of course, you could ask him. But we're talking about if you don't know. Do we assume that it was checked, or do we say that maybe not? And therefore, since I don't know, and here I am every Pesach getting ready for Pesach, I would have to do bedikas chametz. And that the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak." He said, "Tinesu learned in the Braisa." We said, it says, Hakol neman al bir chametz. Everyone is believed regarding the beer of chametz. In other words, that the chametz was gotten rid of from the house, that he could testify that on the 14th of Nisan, the owners had checked the night before, that he says, he asked the neighbor, he said, did he check? He says, yes, that he checked. We know that he checked. And everyone's believed to say that someone did a bedika. Afil anashim, even women, afil avadim, even slaves, afil katanim, even minors. So here you are in the apartment, and you see a little kid, you say, do you know if he did a bedika's chametz? I don't know, it's 14, I'm trying to get a hold of him. I can't go do a bedika right now. He says, yeah, I saw him. And he went and he did a bedika. I saw him taking the candle and everything. So he says, my time, Mehemni. Now, why would these individuals be believed? These are people that are generally not kosher to say edus. Women, slaves, children. So therefore, the inference that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is making to answer the question is, must be, that because really even without their testimony, there is a chazaka, there is an assumption that the person did do a bedikas chametz, that he definitely wasn't over on the words of the chachamim of doing a bedika of the night of the 14th of Pesach. Even if he's in the Am Haaretz, he's an ignoramus for other halachas, we say that he's considered a chaver, a tamach chacham, regarding this halacha of bedikas chametz, because everyone is zaraz, has alacrity regarding this halacha of doing bedikas chametz. And therefore, that would also answer our question regarding the one who's renting over here, that we say that we assume that it was checked and they wouldn't have to do a bedika misafik, as the Gemara, we continue on to Amud Beis, as the Gemara says, la mishum nechazkase bodik. Obviously, it's because that really there's a chazaka that it was checked. The kesavu, because this Tana holds, hakol chaverim him etzel bedikas chametz, said everybody, even an ignoramus, is considered a chaver. There are different halachas regarding chaverim, which are the term that's used for Talmudic scholars, and for amaratzim, for people that are ignoramuses, that there's different halachas regarding do we assume that certain halachas were done. This Tana holds, now regarding the halacha of bedikas chametz, that's something that everybody is considered a chaver. Everyone does it effectively, and they do it bezrizis. They do it in a specific time of the evening of the 14th. And that is, even Am Haaretz, regarding something that he is muchzikin, that he is assumed to have done it, we consider him like a chaver. And that is that he didn't miss the time that is supposed to be done on the night before the time, like we learned in the Braisa. Chaver, a tamal chacham that's believed regarding maisers, that he took off a tenth of his produce, shemes, if he passed away, v'nich megur malei peris, and he left over a whole storehouse full with produce. Afilahin b'nei yemin, the Braisa says, even if it was just smoothed out in the pile that day, in other words, just brought into the storehouse, and even though he died and was just brought in, it's assumed with a chazaka that it's established that it was prepared and that maisa was taken off from it. And that is because we say that definitely he would not allow a product to come out from his possession until all the mitzvahs regarding it were done effectively. And if we assume that maisa was taken off from it, so here also, since these amarats and these ignoramuses, regarding this halacha, we consider them a chaver, regarding the bedikah of chametz, so definitely there is a chazaka that it was checked. And therefore, he's answering the question that Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, you come Erev Pesach on the 14th, even if the person was amarats, I proved to you from the Braisa that women and children, all these people are believed. They're not believed. They don't have Eidus testimony. So therefore, obviously, it's not really relying on them. It must be because there is a chazaka. And since the chazaka, misafik, you could rely on the fact that a bedika was done the night before. And you would not have to, if you can't get a hold of him, to go ahead and do bedika. And I think Mer says no. Ubimai, what's your proof that you're saying that, oh, because all these people, these children, these women and slaves, that they're believed? And that the reason is because you're assuming in the way you're inferring your teretz for this, that must be because even without them really, that everyone is considered a chaver regarding the bedikah of chametz, and therefore we assume that they did it just like we assume regular with chaverim regarding let's say halacha of ma'aseh as we brought, and therefore you're saying that oh, if you come erev Pesach and you can't get a hold of him in the day of the 14th, that you could rely on that a bedikah was done. So he says no, Dilma maybe an ama aretz is not considered a chaver regarding the halacha of doing bedikas chametz. And the reason why, Shani Hacha, Mishum de Karmihani, maybe here the reason why that we, let's say, regarding the brayse that was brought as the raya of Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, that one would say that Bedikah was done, is because of these individuals, the slave, the child, and the woman, are telling us that a Bedikah was done. But if they didn't tell us, maybe that then, of course, we would not rely on this chazaka that a bedikah was done. And therefore, you come erev Pesach, and no one's telling you anything, that definitely you cannot rely on that a chazaka that a bedikah was done. But on that, the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, what do you mean? Atu amir dahani midi mashash yisbei? What do you think? You think their testimony has any validity whatsoever? What are they saying? Obviously, it has to be based on the chazaka, because, again, like we said before, Naman Alf, they don't have any nemanis. They're not considered edim. So therefore, it is a good raya of Nachman Yitzchak is saying, because what's their testimony? Obviously, it's based on the chazaka. But then the Gemara continues to ask. So wait, elamai de chazkas abadik. So what are you saying? That obviously, there's a chazaka, and therefore you come out of Pesach, and you're a renter, you would not have to do it misafik. But then the question is, hai hakol nemanim, this that the Brice is telling us, that everyone is believed regarding, even women, or children, and slaves. It's not true. The way you're explaining the halacha, it should have said it, not that the people are believed, because it has nothing to do with believing them. You're telling me you don't believe them. It should have said that all the houses are under the assumption that a bedikah on the 14th was done with them. And not because of, it shouldn't have been basing the explanation on the amira of the testimony of these people. And therefore, it seems not like you, that it's not based on the chazaka, that there really is no chazaka, but rather it's based on their testimony. So on that, the Gemara asks back, Se'elamai. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so to speak, responds. So from the fact that you're saying that it hinges on their testimony of the women and the children, and it's not because just on the chazak itself, so then you could infer to the opposite, that you're saying it's Mishum Amir Dahani, because based on their testimony, Haloy Amrihani Loy, but then obviously that you could infer that if they didn't tell us that this was a bedikah was done the night before, that then you would say that it would not be a chazaka, and you would have to do a bedikah. So then what's your question? So go ahead and resolve the question in the reverse, in the exact opposite. And that is, that obviously, it's not cheskas ibadik, and if you come in Erev Pesach, you would have to do bedikah. So either way, the answer is resolved. If you learn like me, it would sound like you wouldn't have to do bedikah. But you're proving, which sounds right, that it's not because of the chazaka that the Brisa says that you could rely on it, but based on their testimony. So it sounds like only with their testimony, without their testimony, you would say that they didn't do a bedikah. If they didn't do a bedikah, then you would have to do a bedikah if you're a renter in Erev Pesach. So the question is resolved. And that the Gemara says, like, no, maybe you wouldn't be able to infer either way, even for the way we're saying it now. Because I could tell you in truth, because that you wouldn't be able to prove from this bride, so that maybe you could say that there is a chazaka that it was checked. Oh, but then we said, so then why would we need the testimony? Like it says, the Brice is basing it just on their testimony. That's the only reason why you wouldn't have to do Bedika. But because V'hochav Ma'eskina, because the Brice is talking about a specific case, the Muchziklon Deloy Badik. Because to the contrary, we have a Chazaka that the individual did not do Bedika. For example, if let's say we saw that the person was very busy or he left from before day, he packed his bags 2 days before Pesach, we know he didn't do Bedika. But for Kamri Hani Badkinei, then these people said, the child, the slave, and the woman said, we did the bedikah. You're right, they left a few days before, but I'm the maid, and they told me to clean up the house and do the bedikah on the night before. And that is the chiddush. The ma'adu teim aloy lemnin rabbanah. I would have thought to say that rabbanah do not believe them, like we had said on Amud Aleph, that because they're not full-fledged edim, they're usually not believed. And that is, in this case, there is no chazaka. There's no chazaka, and then, because maybe a chazaka would work. So therefore, you cannot conclude, which you wanted to say based on where we're saying now, so conclude that obviously there is no chazaka. No, maybe there would be a chazaka. So if there's a chazaka, so then why would you need their testimony? And so that's what we're saying. We're talking about a case where there is no chazaka, where we know they left. So we can't say that we assume that they did it. But the reason why we're saying is that they themselves said that they checked it. And that we would say that we wouldn't believe them the way we usually don't. Kamash Malah, and that's the chiddush of the Braisa, talking about a totally different halacha, nothing relating to chazakas. Kivin de bedikas chametz mijabbanu, who since the whole halacha of checking chametz is a rabbinic of nature, dimin de raisu bebitul ba'amasagile, because min ha-Torah, it's enough just to nullify it in one's heart. It says in the pasuk tashbisu. It doesn't say tavaru. That is, tavaru would mean you would have to get rid of it. Hashbasa sounds like in one's heart that you've nullified it, you don't want it anymore. And therefore, min ha-Torah, it's already like dust. And it's only midrabanan that we require the bedikah. So therefore, the rabbanan, the rabbis, they believed these individuals, the slave, the woman, and the child, regarding a chiv that's only rabbinic, because they required this chiv of bedikah, and therefore they permitted to rely on their amira of these people, because they could believe these individuals when it's not a halacha d'oraisa. And that is the halacha, again, not inconclusive regarding the question regarding if someone rents and he can't get a hold of the one who rented it to him on Erev Pesach, if it would be considered cheskas abadik or not, if he would have to bedika. The Gemara does not prove either way. So the Gemara continues on the similar shaila regarding renting a different person's house for Pesach. Ibailu, they asked the following question. Hamasker bais l'chaveiroi b'cheskas abadik. Let's say someone rented a house to his friend under the assumption that it was checked, and that is the person who was renting from a Jew, and he was relying on it that it was checked. But then he found that it wasn't checked. Maha, what's the halacha? Do we say that it's a transaction that's nullified because it was a mistake? In other words, I was renting a 3-bedroom house and you're giving me 2-bedroom. That's called a mekach tayis. It's a transaction that was not done properly. It was a mistaken transaction because we had made up one thing and you gave me something else. Therefore, that would be considered that I could just back out of it. So the question is, do we say the same things over here? You had said that it's going to be checked for chametz. I come here, I say Erev Pesach, it's full of chametz all over the place. So do we say that if the renter is coming to say, I want to retract, he says, this is not what I wanted, and therefore, since the conditions that we had made it was not fulfilled, I want out. Or do we say that, no, that's not considered a mekach tayis, and he would have to keep it, and he would have to do whatever it takes, obviously, to clean it up before Pesach. So the one says, Toshma, let's prove the Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Loi mibaya ba'asra deloyov agra, that this would not be a question, that it's pretty obvious. In a place where people do not pay other people money, ubadku, and that they check, that other people check for them, for the chametz that they have around. Rather, everybody checks their own chametz on the 14th or whatever it is, on Erev Pesach, they go ahead and check their own thing. Where there you for sure cannot say mekach tayis. Because you can't say that had I known that it wasn't checked, I would not have rented it from you, because it's not true. A person prefers to do mitzvahs with his body. And that is, even if he would have known that it wasn't checked, he wouldn't have left the apartment because of that. Because people like to do mitzvahs, and therefore you can't say, oh, that's not something that I wanted, because it's not true. We assume that a person wants it, even if he's saying not. Elafila ba'asa, but that's what the Gemara is saying, that even in a place where the custom of all the people in the city is, the Yavi Agri Bodki, that they give money to others, they rent people, no one in there checks their house for chametz. They get other people, they pay them, and the other people come to check their house for the chametz. Where here, it's already a matter of monetary loss. Even in such a case, Abaye is saying, had he known that it wasn't checked, that would not be sufficient reason to allow him to retract, because he would not have retracted. And because here, because it's preferable for a person even to mekayim mitzvahs with his money. And that is, there must be, as Rashi explains, the reason why he is retracting must be a different reason. And he found another nicer apartment, and therefore, this would not be grounds for him to allow him to retract based on mekach tayis. Oh, it's not what I wanted, and I'm out. It's not true, because a person, not only would he prefer to do a mitzvah with his body, which is, in the case of, as customary, the people check with their own body, and not by renting and hiring people, which would require an output of money, that there for sure it would not be considered mekach tayis, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Even if people usually pay, which now I'm going to have to pay someone to clean up and pay them per hour, whatever it is, to clean up, and it's a loss of money, that's a mekach tayis, not true, because since that's a fulfillment of a mitzvah, a person prefers to do mitzvahs with his money, and therefore that's not grounds for mekach tayis. So now the Gemara goes to, regarding the whole idea of the beer chametz, which is the basis of the bedikas chametz, when we have to check for the chametz, because we have to get rid of the chametz at a certain time. So now the Gemara introduces this topic. Tanan Hazim, we'll learn the Mishnah later on. That says, Remeyer says, Oichlin kol chametz, we're allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour of the day. Again, as we said, that 6 to 7 would be the first hour, 7 to 8. And then by the fifth hour, one could eat. But sorry for mitzchil shesh, but we start burning in the beginning of the sixth hour, and we don't wait until the beginning of the seventh hour, which is a time when it becomes forbidden in that tire, because people could make a mistake in an hour, and therefore Although in that Torah, everyone agrees it's going to be after the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour is when it becomes forbidden. However, midrabbanan, Remeir's opinion is that we eat it in the fifth hour, not in the sixth hour, and the beginning of the sixth hour, which is an hour early, is when we burn it. Rabbi Huda says people make mistakes even more than an hour, and you would have to be distance oneself from the aver even more, and that one should not eat past the fourth hour. As he says, oichlin kalab, you can eat it the whole fourth hour. Again, as we said, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10. So you could eat till 10 o'clock on the perfect day if it were to be Pesach time, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But v'toilin kol chomesh, and then between 10 to 11, one would suspend that in the sense of that you don't eat and you don't burn. In other words, you don't have to burn it yet, and you could feed it to your animal the whole entire fifth hour, but he himself should not eat. V'sorfim et chil shesh, and then you burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour, again, from between the next hour, and you don't wait till after the sixth hour, after noontime, that would already be considered the Issa D'Oraisa. However, the Gemara says that although obviously we have a machlekes here between Reb Meir and Yehuda regarding how much did we distance the Chacham to say it's even more Asr, 1 hour or possibly even 2 hours not to eat because of the mistake people can make, but the Kula Amma Miya Chametz Mishay Shoyz L'may L'Asa, one thing we do see regarding both of them is that according to everybody, from after the sixth hour and on, after noontime, according to everybody, Minatari, that's going to be Asr. And the reason being, as Rashi says, because if Minatayr, it would only be Usr by the evening time, we wouldn't make any gezeris to say, oh, you have to do it earlier, an hour or two, or whatever it is that we're saying, all the way to the fourth hour, the fifth hour, because between night and day, people don't make mistakes, and we wouldn't make any gezeris, we would allow you to go all the way eating the chametz till the evening. Another thing Marsha says, Manalan, where do we know this Issa D'Oraisa from, that one cannot consume chametz from after the sixth hour and on, that there we have the machlekes from Menor Huda, do we make it an hour earlier or even 2 hours earlier? So Amma Abaye Abaye says, there's two psukim, and based on the combination of these two psukim, that's where the halacha comes out from. Ksiva says in the pasuk in Shemais, Shivas Yam, 7 days, Sa'ar lo yimatzeh bebeteichem, leaven, this chametz, should not be found in one's house. And which sounds like, even for one moment, along the entire 7 days, there should be no chametz. Yet the Ksiva says another pasuk over there, says, Ach, bayem harishon, however, on the first day, Tashbisu sa'ar mebeteichem, you should get rid of the leaven from your house. Now that sounds like that there's going to be time on the first day that there will be chametz. In other words, sometime on the first day is when you should get rid of the chametz. Now, haketzad, how are you going to understand that? That doesn't make sense because we just said all 7 days is no chametz. Yet here it sounds like on the first day, which would sound like on the 15th of Nisan, is when sometime at that point you have to get rid of the chametz. That's not going to be a complete 7 days. So obviously, l'rabbis arba asr l'bir. Obviously, that pasuk is coming to include that the 14th of Nisan, the day before Pesach, is when one has to get rid of the chametz. That obviously, when it says harishon, it doesn't mean the first day of the 7 days of Pesach. Rather, the harishon sometimes could mean before. In other words, before all the 7 days, on the 14th of Nisan, that's when there's a chiv to do the bir of chametz, and that's where we see that, as the Gemara will demonstrate, that there, these isurim of chametz start already on the 14th of Nisan, and which we're going to show is going to be regarding the isra of eating chametz from noon and on, and therefore that starts before, it doesn't start on the 15th, it starts sometime on the 14th. On that, the Gemara asks, how do you know that to resolve what is this understanding of Rishon, that Rishon is saying that it's obviously can't be on Pesach because we have a different pasuk that says entire 7 days Zasr, that must be in the 14th, but Ve'im al-Rabbis Leili Chamisha Asalabir. Maybe it's coming to include the night of the 15th to get rid of chametz, in other words, the first night of Pesach. And that is, you shouldn't wait until the morning of Pesach. And the pasuk is telling us that, ach, that however, but by the beginning of the Yom Tov, of the first day of Pesach, right away you should do Tashbisu. And that is because if I would have only had the other pasuk of Shivas Yamim, the Sagat Adachamina Yamim, because if I would have thought to say the other pasuk says days, that Yamim in Leilas Lai, that only days there's a chiv of this Isra of Chametz, of having it around, but not nights. And therefore, the first night, which didn't have a day yet of Pesach, there would not be an Isser. Kamash Mulan Afila Leilas. Maybe that's what Rishon is telling us, that even night times have this Isser of Chametz, and that you have to get rid of it even at nighttime. How do you know that it's telling you that it's even from going to be on the 14th of Nisan that you have to get rid of Chametz? And to tell us this drasha, that everyone agrees that on the 14th is already the Isser of Chametz. And then the Gemara says, no. Hahula Itzukhalei. We wouldn't need a pasuk to tell you that the night of the 15th of Pesach would be usher in this of having chametz around and of eating chametz. As the Gemara says on the beginning of Hayyam and Alf, The ha'iskish hashvasis are lachilis chametz, because we compare the getting rid of the chametz to the eating of chametz, and that is from the time when there's an isra of not to eat chametz was the same time that we were commanded to get rid of the chametz, as the Gemara demonstrates, and vachilis chametz lachilis matzah. And another link in this chain is we compare the eating of chametz to the eating of matzah, that from the time when there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, we were commanded also at the time not to eat chametz, as the Gemara explains. Hashvasas are lechilis chametz. Where do we find that there's a parallel between getting rid of the chametz to eating of chametz? So like says the pasuk in Shemais, shivas yom, 7 days, so'or lo yimatzeh bevetechem, you should not find any leaven in your house. So we see the isra of we see the chiyuv of hashvasas are in the same pasuk. It says, kichol oichem achmetzes v'nechrasa, because whoever eats chametz will be cut off. So we see that comparison between getting rid of the chametz to eating chametz. And we have the other link, v'achilas chametz l'achilas matzah, eating of chametz to eating of matzah, like it says over there in the pasuk, kol machmetzis lo yisachelo, all chametz should not be eaten, which is the isra of eating chametz, but kol mashveseichem toich l'matzahs, in all your places, you should eat matzah. Again, comparing eating of chametz to the eating of matzah. Uksiv be matzah, and it says regarding matzah, be'erev toich l'matzahs, that in the evening, one should eat matzahs. And therefore, since we have an equation of the eating of matzah and the eating of chametz and the getting rid of the chametz, that it's all by the evening time, because we know by matzah that it has to be eaten on the night of the 15th of Pesach. So therefore, I would not need a pasuk to tell me of harishin to tell me that the isra of having chametz is even on the evening. Although it says shabbos yom, I would think yom and leilas lay. I wouldn't need that pasuk to tell me of ach b'yom harishin to tell me that there's isra of having chametz, that I would have to get rid of it on that night, because that I already know from learning it from the isra of eating chametz, which is learned from the mitzvah of eating matzah, and which we already find by eating a matzah that there is a mitzvah on the night before. So obviously that pasuk of b'yom harishin is not to teach us the night. It's obviously to teach us, which kol harishin is before the 15th of Nisan, which would be on the 14th of Nisan, that we see that the zechi of getting rid of the chametz even on the 14th of Nisan, which as the Gemara will demonstrate in the next daf, and we find that it's going to be from noontime and on, sometime at least we find on the 14th, b'yom harishin, before the 7 days of Pesach, is when there's a chiyuv to do bir chametz, and then there's a machlokes regarding Rabban, how much before. But obviously it's not to tell you Layla, as we learned, because that we already know from the comparison to eating chametz, which is compared to eating matzah, which we already know has a chiyuv to be eaten on the evening of the 15th of Pesach.